This is Comedy Store Wrestling.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Comedy Store Wrestling Show. We're here live at the Comedy Store in Hollywood. I'm sitting next to the inappropriate one, Earl Skakel. How you doing, brother?
I'm good, man. Just, I'm a soldier of comedy, trying to make it in the jungle.
Yes, it sounds very rough. My name is Eddie Torres, and we're also joined in the booth by our producer, John. What's up, dude? Ready to talk wrestling? We have some news.
Yeah, we have a lot of news. It's wild.
A lot of news. I'll see if we can go through it quick. First one, just a happy one. Bayley's coming back supposedly soon. Rumors are SummerSlam. I'm wondering what Bayley we get. Do we get the crazy knock knock or ding dong hello, or do we get a face?
Well, now with the new ratings, you know, the TV 14, where they can spice it up a bit, I'm sure Vince will whore up a. Get the jugs out there.
Who's Vince?
Vince Russo. He's back. Yeah. Did you guys hear that?
Yeah.
I only know of a Stephanie running WWE.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. You know, that's like Trump letting his kids run his companies. Okay. I'm sure now that the restraints have been lifted a little bit with the ratings, that knowing Vince, that it's going to be sexy, sexy, sexy.
All right. Yeah, I mean, we had talked about this before. They were having meetings about dress sexier, be more like Mandy.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm in love with Alexa Bliss, so I'm hoping they sex her up a bit. she's beautiful to me. Like, I know she's married, so I'm not creeping. We share a common bond over the band Bowling for Soup. You know, she's actually, they buried her. They've given her the Ziggler Barry treatment. She should be a major, major star, like known to non-wrestling fans.
They're doing exactly what they're doing with the male stars, which is basically just focus on the big ones. And I think now that Liv has the title, there's an opportunity to really focus on some of the smaller women that can actually compete. Like Carmella was a great champion, but she was small. She's obviously smaller than Bianca and Charlotte and all of them. But I think I'm calling it right now. Bayley gets the biggest pop of 2022 as soon as her music hits.
I would agree with you. If the Fiend does not come back, if no matter where he goes, you know, there's really only two places. Let's be real. That's gonna be huge.
Actually a third option that's very depressing to think about, because he might go to Impact because they like to do spooky stuff. So, because that's the thing, AEW doesn't do a whole lot of spooky stuff. House of Black is as spooky as it gets, I think. Abaddon came out and did some weird shit, and they're like, you are going to Dark Elevation. Goodbye.
I do like House of Black. They are growing on me because they're finally using them. Like, how many weeks were they not on TV? And I love your buddy, the big dude.
Brody. You got to get him in here.
Brody's awesome. Like, I saw him in PWG.
Yeah.
And, like, it was neat to see him.
Malachi was there, too. Right?
Yeah.
It was team.
Neat to see them up close and go, oh, wow. And I just love how they do their promo, and then they just go back.
Into the dark. Yeah. Yeah, if it's the first time I felt, I guess, aesthetically represented in a wrestling company, because I'm a spooky guy too. I like that shit. I go to Behemoth shows and I like the darkness stuff. So it's cool to have something that I could be like, oh, those are my dudes.
I can only imagine the shows you go to.
Oh, you don't even know. You don't want to
know. I don't want to. You're right. I don't want to know. Like,
all right, let's move on. Jeff Jarrett announced as the special guest referee against Usos and Street Profits because what? Why? What happened? Why is he involved?
It's been a big week for Jeff Jarrett. Also, the last match for Ric Flair.
Yeah. I mean, what is happening right now? I mean, he had a little bit of a minor comeback in GCW. He dressed in all black. He was the Man in Black. It was pretty cool, but what?
It's the most random. I genuinely think they're just like, we need to do something. What can we do? Does he have anything coming out? Does he have like an e-biography, an A&E biography thing? Just so random. There has to be something going on.
Yeah. But he's like comics we know here where there's no way they should get the gigs they get, but they just network their way in. I'm not going to mention any names, but
this is like if the guy who owns Carney's shows up and gets put on stage, it's like, wait, what are you doing here? Beat us.
He makes no sense.
Yeah, it just.
But I bet he networked his way into that.
It's possible.
The Flair thing, like that makes no sense. Yeah. I mean, you know, they both have blonde hair, I guess.
They just needed another old blonde guy that he can face, you know? That's pretty much it.
I mean,
because it's one on, you know, this isn't really Ric Flair's last match. It's a tag team match.
Well, didn't he just get hurt? Isn't that why they made it a tag match?
I guess. I
mean, it's his last match till the next divorce, but...
I mean, I'm shocked that he got hurt. I saw the bumps he's taking at 100 years old. I'm shocked.
But in regards to the Usos and Street Profits, it's like, Jeff Jarrett's not going to... They needed someone younger. WWE has a young audience for the most part. I would say they skew younger, and people are going to be like, who's Jeff Jarrett?
An old, white, blonde guy.
Yeah.
Conducting a match between four African American gentlemen.
Yeah, I mean, I can't wait for that.
Not African American, but you know what I mean. Brown dudes.
Yeah, there's some. Jesus Christ, this guy's out of control. Hey. Brown, those people.
I'm brown. I can say it. Yeah.
The brown people.
I'm brown too. Oos, let's go. All right, Sasha and Naomi are still missing in action. We have no idea where they are. Naomi's tweeting out to Lucha dudes that want to do Lucha things with her, and she's saying, yeah, soon. So it seems like they're just waiting out contracts at this point to be able to like make a formal announcement, but it's pretty sure we're going to get Sasha and Naomi in AEW like in a month or two.
Oh, that would be great. I mean, I'm sure they'll still cram Britt Baker down our throats, but which I like her. But, you know, they... AEW, I know we're talking about WWE right now, but they do need more known women and
oh yeah, absolutely
bigger names for, you know, Baker and Toni Storm.
It's a shame to say that the women's division in WWE is better than AEW's because it sucks in WWE. So to say that it's better than AEW's, which I agree with, is really sad. They do need to fix that shit.
Yeah, it just, I've tried. I mean, Jade's awesome, and we can go over this with AEW when
yeah.
we get to them, but, like, they just, there's only, like, maybe two or three where you care about, and they've already fought each other. You know, it's like Reigns and Lesnar. It's like, okay, we get it. Like,
yeah.
Thunder Rosa and Britt Baker, we've seen it.
Yeah.
So hopefully they do come over.
Yeah. On a side note, I went to the WWE website today, the roster website, which I haven't been on there in forever. And when you go, it's so hilarious because they have Roman Reigns' picture twice at the very top because he is Universal Champion and WWE Champion. And then from there, it's all the other people. And at the very top, there's a banner with a bunch of superstars. And Sasha's still in that, but she's not in that roster. And also the Women's Tag Championship picture is just a gray like circle, and it just says, vacant. So... Vacant is a member of the roster right now and the tag team champions in the women's division.
I bet they're not even... they're either renegotiating contracts or they're like, we need to scrap the women's tag titles because...
They should.
It just didn't work out.
Never worked out.
It could have worked out. They fucked it up with Jess McKay and Cassie. I forgot their names already. The Australian girls.
Oh, the Iconics?
Iconics, yeah. And I was just talking to Jess. The Iconics. They were an actual female tag team that they fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. That's a big mess up. And they haven't really done much. I mean, I know they've done like signings and stuff after that, but they should have gone somewhere. They have star power. They were super annoying to me, but that's the point. And they were, you know, it worked. And the fans loved them.
Most women are.
All right. Big E expected to make a full recovery, but he has also said that he's content retiring if he has to.
I mean, with a broken neck, that's an injury where if you don't get a second chance to re-injure it. I would retire if I were him. Like, it's just...
He's probably got enough money.
With the sloppy... work of some people he'd be going up against. I would say in general the bigger guys are the sloppier workers. Do you really want to take another fallaway slam?
No.
But you know, I don't know what his outside skills are in terms of outside of wrestling. So you don't know how good he's saved his money. You know, so it's one of those things where he should retire, but this is pro wrestling where most people don't retire. So
they can't stay home, man. They start feeling the itch once they're home for months and months and months. I don't know.
Maybe he could be, he's pretty good on the mic. Maybe he could be a manager, like a bigger version of Stokely.
All he needs to do is come out and dance with the New Day, and people will be happy. He doesn't have to have a match. He just needs to be there, and people will be stoked that he's there.
Yeah, or he could be an announcer. I don't know if he's good. Like I said, I don't really know how good he is with outside wrestling skills, but I would hate to see him, broken
get hurt
neck.
Again. Yeah, just, yeah, that
you're
would
talking, you could get paralyzed.
Yeah. Our friend Ziggler, we were just mentioning, is now a singles face, which is very interesting. He came out and kicked Theory in the face, which Theory is the current, pet project. So I'm assuming that Ziggler's just there to give him an opponent and give him a nice shine and then, get crushed at the end of it.
I don't like Dolph as a face. I think he's a much better heel.
Yeah.
I know we're talked about Flair a lot, but he really, to me, is like a younger version of, a prime Flair. He's good looking. He's a womanizer. I saw him at work at Republic of Lucha. He was out of control. I was like, Dolph, can I get a picture? And he's making me wait for 20 minutes so he can take pictures and give t-shirts to these big titted broads waiting for him. Like, come on, man, I'm Earl.
Yeah.
Fucking whores will be here in a few minutes. This is just another misuse of him, I think. Just elevate some other guy like
that. Well, I think that's where he's at in his career. I don't think he'll ever be world champ again. Maybe an intercontinental, maybe a tag, but like world champ, I don't see that happening. I think at this point he's just there to elevate other talent. Like they call it the gatekeeper or whatever.
It's too bad. I don't know what his contract status is, but I would love to see a feud in AEW with him and MJF. I just think because they're similar size. So, I think, and they're both good. That's my hopefully 2024 AEW prediction.
All right. We already kind of mentioned this one, but the WWE going to TV-14. The rumors were that it was going to be tonight during Raw. But the same guy who spread those rumors came out and said, it's not happening tonight, but maybe soon. And, that I think they did that on purpose to bring more viewers. Because a lot of people tuned in tonight just to see if there were any changes.
It was awful tonight.
It was.
I went in with an open mind. I watched I can't call him Ezekiel. Elias and Seth.
Elrod, Elias.
Okay, so it's funny you say that. So these are my two thoughts for next week, TV-14. One is going to be... One is going to be Edge returns and drops blood on people, so blood sort of qualifies as TV-14 now. Mm. The other thing would be if they killed off Ezekiel to bring back Elias. Ooh. That would make me so happy.
Well, they did kill Elias. So
did they?
Yeah. Elias had a tombstone.
What? When?
Oh, yeah. months ago.
Oh, no, but he came back recently. They were both on screen together.
Yeah, but they did the thing.
They need to bring him back, and they need to kill Ezekiel, and he comes to avenge his brother. I can't deal with Ezekiel. Ezekiel looks so many levels of ridiculous, from the face to the arms to everything.
It just needs to end in a weird, crazy person, the movie Split kind of ending. I think that's where this needs to go at the end. That it finally comes out that, it is just him, and this is all just craziness.
Yeah, he got his, hit his head on a rock and he had amnesia and, something stupid like that. Or if Wyatt did come back, maybe he stole Elias's soul or some bullshit like that. I mean, come on, look who we're talking about in terms of who's writing the scripts. I like more violence, more blood, the TNA. in both companies, because then you know AEW will step it up, even though they're pretty bloody.
I mean, they're doing death matches with skewers. I think they're already hitting a ceiling.
Well, you know, Tony Khan strikes me as like almost like a Bischoff, like, hey, we got to do this now. If WWE's doing this, we got to like be
bloody.
No,
you know, imagine that he goes backwards and he goes, fine, WWE's getting blood and guts. We're going to go PG.
Oh, that'd be a big mistake.
I know. All right, so to nobody's surprise, Goldberg has been interviewed and said that he's ready for another match. He's just waiting for the phone call. So I guess we know what's going to happen probably post SummerSlam, huh?
Not with Stephanie.
Not with Stephanie?
No,
Stephanie's not doing anything.
I don't think he's coming back.
Vince is still in creative control.
Maybe.
Well, I thought you meant he was going to face Stephanie.
That'd be a cool match.
I mean, she can take some bumps. I mean, yeah. She took that full-on backslam from Umaga.
That's true. She took it. That's true.
But she's probably had a few kids. She's probably not ready to...
She's a McMahon. She's tough. They're all tough.
I don't know. I think if Goldberg were amenable to put someone over, which he doesn't strike me as the type of guy who will do that.
Well, I think he recently did that. Like his last show, when he showed up, I don't know who he even had a match with. Was it Roman? He lost his last match. He put somebody over. So maybe he wants to do that again, but I doubt it.
But, you know, I noticed recently, I was reading one of the dirt sheets that they interviewed Goldberg specifically about that Saudi Arabia match where he went over Bray Wyatt or The Fiend. And I thought, this is an interesting article to throw out there. So, maybe he puts The Fiend over.
That would be great if they bring The Fiend back and put him there. Because that was such bullshit. And he knows it. He said it. He's like, I went in knowing I was going to lose. And then last minute, something changed.
Yeah, and that's not on him.
It's not on him. It's creative.
It's not his fault.
Yeah.
But I thought that was a weird article to recently just come up.
Okay. All right.
I'm cool. I'm still hoping he goes to AEW, The Fiend. But, we'll see what happens.
We'll see. And then the last note I have for WWE, apparently, according to sources, they're going to put more. The Washington Post, I believe it was, that did the initial posts. They're bringing more cases out against Vince McMahon. So this isn't looking any better for him. The upside, I guess, if there's anything for him, is that also they've looked into what's going on, and apparently nothing is illegal so far because he used his own money and not the company's money.
That's a good look.
Yeah.
But also, I was furious this week because every news outlet tried to take advantage with clickbait. They kept saying charges dropped against Vince McMahon, and then I was clicking the articles, and it was the XFL charges, the XFL lawsuit.
Oh, yeah.
They were just getting me to click. I fell for that shit real quick.
I mean, do you know how many potential cases there are out there? You're talking about a guy who's had power over women for literally 40 years, and I can only imagine, if they're still alive, what went on in the WWE offices in the 80s. There could be 50 broads who he paid off or, got Me Too'd, and now see these current cases popping. I'm going, hey, he did that to me. He is Teflon, but... all 50 can't be lying.
Yeah, eventually it's going to take him down, and that would be that. Because right now he's not down. Right now he's just off of certain paperwork, but he is still behind the scenes doing creative with Bruce Pritchard. So, hopefully all of this ends well, but I don't think this is going to end very well for anybody.
Except the fans.
The fans.
Just a different era,
are going to make out. The fans are going to win at the end of this.
Like in this, all it takes is for one girl to come out of the woodworks, then the other girls will say, yeah, they feel empowered as they should. And, it's just like what happened with Weinstein.
So, John, should we start looking for new co-hosts?
Trust me.
I'm just kidding.
I'm the most respectful comic up here. I don't have to throw myself at any women. They come to me.
Ooh.
Trust me on that one. Now, you know how many pigs are upstairs right now asking these young female open micers who don't have a joke between the 50 of them. Hey, let's come over and write. Oh, you date Skakel? He's cool. You want to date me? Nope, they don't. Bank on that.
Oh, all right. AEW's got some interesting dynamics with Christian Cage right now. He's coming out and cutting some crazy fucking promos. Have you seen him?
Talking about the death of Luke Perry and, you know, last week, Brian Pillman Sr. Like, it. I mean, I'll assume that Christian Cage is going up to both Jungle Boy and Brian Pillman Jr. going, hey, it's cool if I say this.
You assume.
But if he's doing this without their permission, that's wackadoon.
I mean, he's a veteran of the game. If he wanted to just do that without asking permission, he only needs to ask one person. It's Tony Khan.
But I will say it's made me reinterested in Christian. Like, you know, like we've talked about before, I was a little disappointed when he debuted because they made it seem like it was going to be someone much, much bigger. And it was like, and I'm a fan of Christian, you know, where are my peeps? But I do like, you know, I think they're clearly trying to, I don't know what's going on with MJF, you know, but they've clearly lost their number one heel for whatever reason. And it's clear they're trying to make Christian fill the void, at least temporarily.
Sure. Look, man, if this MJF thing is a work, it's time to pay it off.
Yeah, I mean, when is their next pay-per-view?
Double or Nothing, I think it is.
So a couple months?
Month away, maybe.
So, you know, maybe he's hurt or something, or they're going to plan some wacky debut, and then MJF comes out and is the first challenge. But I don't know how you take your number one heel after that promo and put him on the bench for what's it been now, about a month and a half? That's insane to me.
And they removed his merch, so they're still not making any money.
Yeah, he's still not selling t-shirts.
I just don't know what their game plan is. It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's a little weird, man, especially during a time where you're already suffering from the loss of many of your biggest stars. CM Punk's out injured. You know, like, what are you doing? What are you guys doing? Kenny Omega's out injured. That's your number one guys are all gone. So get it going. If this isn't, if a work is happening, it's time to get it paid off. Otherwise, you know, maybe we're all getting worked. Who knows?
Well, I mean, I love Christian and he's still very good in the ring. But you know, MJF was so hot and the momentum has been just cut in half. I mean, I was there live. I mean, we both were, and I've never seen a promo where, the guy walks out, is hated, and then within 2 minutes, is literally getting a standing ovation.
Yeah, the crowd was super, super hot for that, man.
And it goes back to, I think, my theory on the Wardlow match. And we all knew Wardlow was going to go over, but you squashed MJF in such a dominating fashion. You know, I think you kind of screwed the pooch.
Yeah.
Because now what do you do with him? Even if you brought him back, it's like, oh, that's the guy Wardlow squashed.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not looking good right now. I mean, I don't know who's Christian going to go after next, like Brody Lee's kid, -1. You think he's going to cut a promo on him about Brody Lee?
I hate the cheap. That to me, that's cheap heat. That's like going into a town and going after a team that beat them in the Super Bowl. I fucking hate it.
It didn't even get the same reaction now with the second one with Brian Pillman.
It gets the cringe. It's bad.
If they do something with Brody Lee's kid, like, that's too much. I'm an 80s.
This is what happens when you let the talent. This is why Vince McMahon doesn't let the talent control creative. The talent is going to go balls to the wall, and it just looks really bad.
Like, I'm an 80s wrestling mark. Nothing, you know, the Akeem angle was funny to me. Probably the most racist. The Billy and Chuck gay wedding thing was funny to me. You cannot involve a 10-year-old kid in a promo about the death of his dad. It's just too much.
Yeah, that's too much.
I mean, it's out of control.
Well, to his credit, though, he is putting some shine on Luchasaurus. This is the most interested I've been in Luchasaurus since he debuted. I was a fan of his locally when he was doing indie shows because he would come out to the bar and just sit there and drink with us, full getup afterwards. So I like that. And then when he debuted, I was kind of like, he's kind of like just a token big guy. And now I do find it more interesting, the darker kind of like, you know, angry monster type vibe, you know, kind of Kane-ish because of that organ music when it pops out and the fire. But anyway, Miro's doing some crazy promos after he got spit in the face by Malakai Black in that four-way match for the All-Atlantic Championship. And kind of teasing possibly joining House of Black. He keeps doing, you know, he's the Redeemer. He talks to God, and God, he's like, you do this to me on purpose and all this stuff. So I don't know. It seems interesting. I don't know if I want Miro in the House of Black, but at least we know that that's a feud. That's something that's coming, that there's a story there now.
I mean, I love Miro, and that's another dude who's like kind of underused in AEW. You know, I love House of Black. I mean, I would love to see him and Brody King, yeah. Two big dudes, you know, who are nimble. You know, but then you'd have to have something for Malachi. You know, maybe they pair Miro with someone. Yeah, it'll be interesting. It's definitely, I do like the intrigue of, is he joining them or is he going to fight them?
Yeah, yeah, it's given an interesting story, I think. Pac, so let's talk about Pac. He won that four-way we were talking about. He is the All-Atlantic champion, and it's very interesting what they're doing. They're making him defend it. They're not making him, but he's asking to defend it in different organizations around the world. So he's actually like a throwback to the traveling champion.
I mean, he's a great wrestler, you know, and I don't know. I'm almost like Vince McMahon with how I like wrestlers. I like the big giants. So he's
a bit small for you?
For me, but like he's very good. I just, if I have anything in common with Vince McMahon other than my love of females, although I've never had to pay any broad off, trust me on that one. They were all willing and of age. And no ring boys in my life. I know, once again, I'm the bad guy. Pat Patterson's roaming around like a maniac. I say something, I'm the bad guy. I mean, this world is fantastic. I mean,
wellness check on Earl. Earl, you good?
This is unbelievable. If you can moonwalk or sing in key, you can do whatever you want with the little kids. But, you know, it's interesting. I mean, you just can't have all giants. I mean, that's that was Jerry Sandusky's problem. He couldn't dance.
Yeah, that I agree. AEW/ROH is doing a pay-per-view, Death Before Dishonor. I wasn't interested up until they announced that Claudio Castagnoli, a.k.a. Cesaro, will be facing their champion, Grisham. The Octopus, it should be a good match. They're both really good technical wrestlers. It's going to be interesting to watch, I think. And for sure, Claudio's taking the belt, I think. And Gresham's probably going to start wrestling in AEW full-time.
I'm going to buy the pay-per-view because, it, like you said, it's been a slow build in terms of my interest. Like, oh, I'll do it. I was going to buy it just to watch Samoa Joe because I'm such a fan of his. But now you've got the Claudio match. I've never seen the Briscoes wrestle.
Oh, man.
So.
Oh, man.
And I know they can't get on AEW TV because of some interesting remarks about certain elements of society.
Technically, they are on AEW TV because ROH is part of AEW now.
But I mean, like, they can't get on. I think,
oh, they can't be doing Dynamite and stuff. Yeah,
because they've made some remarks. Do you know what that's? Can you educate me? I don't know what they said.
No, I don't know. I decided to not look into it because.
But it's gay.
Yeah, very homophobic comments were said.
Get them into roast battle. Maybe they can get on TV via that.
Yeah.
They'd certainly be picked over me for next season. Beat Jimmy Carr, and I'd never come back.
Real heat from Earl Skakel. That's going to be our new segment. Samoa Joe's got a match with Lethal, finally. I mean, I feel like it's unfortunate that they brought in Samoa Joe, and he immediately got injured and has been off TV this entire time because the buildup has been all Lethal coming out with the big guy and just, you know, sing and just talking shit. That's the whole build for this feud, because Samoa Joe's injured.
Well, I could understand if they was saying, if you know, that first promo where he kind of beat up Samoa Joe, it's like, oh, they just kind of jobbed out Samoa Joe to a degree with this newcomer. But this newcomer doesn't really do much. Like, he just sits in the back of Jay Lethal and the other dude and just, like, grunts.
That's kind of what I wanted. I don't want him doing too much, though. Big guys are too slow for me. Like, they move too slow.
I agree with you, but, like, then why have Jay Lethal beat up Samoa Joe? Like,
Yeah, that makes sense.
It just made, and his movie did to injure Samoa Joe where he grabs his head like a basketball. You could tell he wasn't even, like, squeezing. He was.
Yeah.
They need to teach him some better acting stuff.
He's been at it a while. Apparently, he had a WWE tryout before he
Zing?
Went. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Before he went to AEW.
Didn't Wardlow?
Wardlow as well, yeah. Right. Wardlow, he wasn't ready, according to WWE.
Oh, okay.
All right. Anyway, so yeah, Briscoe's FTR is going to be a good match too. Deeb versus Mercedes Martinez for that belt. I mean, it's a really good card. I think it's a good card. I'm going to be watching it. Unfortunate news, Santana is currently injured and will be out anywhere from 8 to 12 months, which comes off the heels of rumors that he's having issues with his brother, Ortiz, or not brother, you know, tag brother, Ortiz, but they're having issues. They're not on the same page. And, you know, now he gets injured and it's going to be off TV. So we'll see what happens with Ortiz going forward as a singles, or maybe just part of another group, maybe with Eddie Kingston. I don't know. But it's unfortunate for Santana. I hope he gets better soon. I know how much that sucks.
I mean, yeah, I mean, he had some good momentum and 8 months out. I mean, you know,
it keeps happening.
I know. Well,
everywhere.
I mean,
it's not just AEW. All the companies have injuries now, and it's, you know, it's a rough sport. But like, I think the problem is that we're trying so hard to go over the top or to top the last show. How do we top that last spot? That they're getting a little fucking sloppy and getting hurt is all the time because they're just doing too much.
I mean, it's, you know, we've talked about this a lot. It's scripted. It's. You know, predetermined, but they still have to do the moves.
Yeah.
You know, and that, like, how Guevara hasn't been hurt, you know, with some of the...
He is absolutely hurt, and I'm sure he's wrestling through the pain because he's young, and he probably doesn't feel it all, but when he turns 30, he's going to be in a wheelchair.
Oh, and Darby Allin?
Yeah, like that's another one, yeah. All that shit's just collecting inside of them, and when they turn in their mid-30s, they're going to be fucking miserable.
I do think the funny thing is Sting's still doing all these wacky high spots at 63, and he's literally the only one not hurt. Like, so,
yeah, yeah. That's true, too. Fyter Fest happened week one last week, and they're going to do week two, which brings a Chris Jericho and Kingston barbed wire everywhere match. And Jericho's decided to bring back his Hot Topic gimmick, the Painmaker, for this match because he thinks it's scary.
I mean, I love Chris Jericho.
I love him, too.
I know he listens to this podcast because he's told me. Little inside dirt for you losers watching. I'm a little over the Kingston Jericho.
It's happened a lot.
You know, it's kind of like approaching that Reigns Lesnar thing where, okay, these guys are great athletes, just as Kingston and Jericho are, but I either wish a third person would be involved in this feud or they move on. Because Jericho is really peaking right now. Like, he's, for an older wrestler, he still has it. He's great on the mic still. And
he keeps changing his gimmick and selling a shit ton of shirts. Like, now he's a wizard, so there's wizard shirts.
A hockey jersey, because yeah. You know, he's a big hockey fan. But I don't know. I like tomorrow night. Well, I don't know when this airs, but, you know, on Dynamite, they're doing another match. And I don't know. I'm not like, oh, my God, I've got to tune in tonight to see it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I'm going to watch it just because barbed wire. I know Kingston is a crazy person, so it'll be interesting to see. And Jericho, you know, he doesn't mind taking some crazy bumps and thumbtacks and barbed wire here and there. So,
see, here's my problem is, as you know, I recently went to XPW.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going August 13th to see Brian Cage and Masada. You know, after an XPW match, like, nothing compares in terms of blood and violence to that company. So anything that AEW is going to throw at me, I'm going to be like, okay.
Yeah, but you're a rare gem in the audience of AEW, I think. A lot of people in AEW don't watch the
XPW.
XPW. So we'll see. And then I want to congratulate the new tag champions at AEW, Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee. Really shocking, but they're killing it. They deserve that, so I'm happy for them.
That was a great match, by the way.
Yeah.
I watched that after I got home from comedy very late, Saturday morning at that point, Friday night, and I was kind of fading, and the match started. I watched the whole thing. Some great spots by all three teams, and kind of surprising the Young Bucks
dropped it so quickly.
But Keith Lee's a great athlete for that size. And him and Strickland, they're good together.
Yeah. Man, Keith Lee flew over the top rope. He did a tope. I was like, what the fuck?
Impressive. And I love the way the Young Bucks take bumps. Like, yeah. Like they remind me of Mr. Perfect from the standpoint of how they sell for other people.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, and Powerhouse Hobbs was, you know, he's no joke either. Like, yeah. As a big man.
Athletic, jumping off the top.
Like, he's, and they need more good big men. I mean, I think eventually, you know, Keith Lee, Powerhouse Hobbs, maybe Lance Archer, you know, you got to feed Wardlow some bigger opponents.
Yeah.
And
make it an interesting match, yeah.
Yeah, you just, you know, so I'm excited for the big man division in AEW because I do think that Wardlow is going to need some quality opponents.
For sure, for sure. Now, away from AEW and WWE, we got some other stuff going on. Earl can officially talk about this now. I'll let you do it.
Let's just say July 29th, which is my mother's birthday. It's the best present I've ever gotten, where I get to be on a dais with Eric Bischoff, Vicky Guerrero. She's a good dude. Let me see, DDP, and many, Eddie George, Torrey Wilson, and we all get to roast Ric Flair. And I'm Woo. Humbled and honored to... it's kind of neat to write jokes knowing that I'll get to say them in front of his face. And then 2 days later, we get to see Rick's final match. Yeah, right. Against Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, we talked about
it. This guy gets, he's everywhere.
Yeah. Flair and Andrade versus Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. I mean, all right.
I mean, I was hoping for Sting just because they closed out WCW.
That's true.
But, you know, from what little birdies come to me on the street, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if there are more surprises, not just on the dais of the roast, but also in that match. I think they're going to go all out because I think Saturday is SummerSlam, which is in Nashville, yeah. And I think they're going to really try and compete with, all right, WWE, you had SummerSlam? Well, we had this too.
Yeah, yeah, the card's actually really good. I don't have the whole card in front of me, but I looked at it. It's all names that I know and recognize and that I would want to see wrestle. So I'm going to order that pay-per-view if I'm not there. You know, still haven't decided if I'm just going to fly to Nashville and just, you know, lurk around.
I mean, it's going to be an amazing weekend. You know, the...
Everyone's going to be there.
Rose is on Fight TV. It's being streamed.
Yeah.
And it's 2 hours. So it's going to be an amazing... you know, and Brian Knobbs, the Nasty Boy, he's on it.
That's right. Had
a 10-minute conversation with him the other night, and it turned into an hour and 20 minutes. So I think they're going to need some extra time on Fight TV, but that's July 29th.
Did you record it and put it on Inappropriate Earl?
I wish I would have, but it's going to be an amazing, it's going to be like a childhood fantasy, and I can imagine, I know they probably can't say this, but some WWE guys will be at least backstage.
Yeah, for sure.
So I'm really happy, and thanks to the Iron Sheik's manager for getting me on this. The Majin Brothers, I owe you a lot.
Hell yeah, brother. Hell yeah. I might show up and lurk around for a bit. Quick shout outs that I want to give. PCW Ultra kicking ass. I went there Friday. They invited me out, gave me tickets. I saw Killer Cross versus the Samoan Toa Leona. It was a great match. Great card. If you guys are into Wilmington, Long Beach area, they're back in business. Their next one is in October, so check that out. New Japan announced that they're partnering with Stardom to finally bring women to New Japan. We'll see how that goes. They did specifically mention New Japan of America, so I feel like they're just going to be on Strong and not in in Japan, but we'll see. The G1, speaking of New Japan, the G1 Climax is happening right now. If you guys are into New Japan-style wrestling, you are already watching, so never mind. But definitely watch a G1. There's a lot of really cool matches there. And finally, the Good Brothers. Their Impact contract is coming up in August, and they will be in AEW for sure.
And I'd like to thank a good friend of mine, the mayor, John Hoven, who is the number one hockey reporter on the West Coast, along with the great Dennis Bernstein, for taking me to my first PWG show. That was amazing. We got to sit in the owner's box and basically look over the ring, and that's where we saw Brody King and Malachi and who's the guy, Daniel?
Garcia.
He had an amazing match with, I'm going to butcher his name, Takeshita?
Takeshita, yes.
Not bad. Okay. That guy's a star.
Yeah.
I don't like how he basically is losing. He's losing to everyone right now, but I'm telling you, he's got the look. He's obviously great in the ring. So I hope that at some point he builds up a winning streak.
Yeah, yeah. I think he just needs a gimmick because right now it's just him, you know. Hi, I'm a good wrestler. That's his gimmick right now. So
maybe pair him with a manager.
Yeah.
Because can he speak English? I'm not trying to be funny.
No, I know. I don't know. I don't
know. And I'll guess if he can, it's probably pretty broken.
Yeah.
So he is amazing to watch in the ring. And so shout out to PWG for the generosity.
Cool, man. Well, hey, stick around, everyone. We've got Scuba Steve Fury coming on the show to do an outsider segment. And we'll be right back with that one. Welcome back, everyone. We're here for Comedy Store Wrestling. We're doing an outsider segment. You've seen it before. We bring somebody in that's not familiar with pro wrestling, and we have fun with them, trying to get them to watch wrestling, maybe play some games with us. Today, we are joined by, okay, Fury?
Yeah, one word, Fury, baby. Fury.
Like, you sure Steve I'm not a wrestler? Fury. Now, is it Fury for real?
Yeah, Fury is my birth name. That was my family's name.
Why
yeah.
are you not a pro wrestler?
Why am I not a work ethic? mainly working out, I think. I definitely do enjoy watching the Vice docs, the behind the wrestling
Dark
ones.
Side of
the
ring.
Those are
it's like a new age like intervention where you're like any point in your life you're like, I'm not doing that bad, I guess.
Yeah, things are not so bad.
It's like the pill dealer for the WWE must have been making so much money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, he probably never left the house. It's just direct connect to Vince McMahon.
Yeah, that's what I would guess too. It's like
they just FedExed the drugs to people's houses. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how out of control they were.
Yeah.
But let me say this about Fury. He's one of the nicest dudes up here. He's a great comic, and so you guys should know who he is real fast.
Thanks, buddy. Big also, fan of you too.
Also go by Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve on Scuba Steve Fury on the internet.
On the internet. You're also World on Drugs.
Podcast, yes, sir. We do a
speaking of all the drugs that we're talking about. You know?
I do. I sold drugs for a really long time. I don't know if you know. Probably 15 years. I sold like Percocets, Norcos, and large amounts of weed.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So that's why when I heard like, what did he do? Who was the pill dealer for them? And then so on this podcast, I don't do that. I haven't done that in a long time. But I try to do deep dives into kind of criminals people haven't heard of. Like, you know, you always hear about Pablo Escobar, Griselda Blanco. I'm looking at people like Dewu Inverhan Kaskar. He was like this dude in India, right? He started as a street urchin kid, the kid who just lives on the street. By 14, had his own gang. 18, he killed the biggest gold dealer in the whole city of Mumbai, which is like New York. And then he got kicked out of his country and now pretty much funds Al-Qaeda. And you can call his house. He just don't give a fuck because he's in Afghanistan. Right. He's got this palace. His wife will answer. And you can talk to him. And he's fucking funding most of the terrorism in the world.
Let's get him as a guest.
Yeah, he should be on the podcast.
No, I'm serious.
Outsider, what's up?
You could call him, yeah. That'd be
we're relying on me to get guests. We're fucked. Okay, let's get this guy.
How do you feel about the Iron Sheik?
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, I was going to ask you if you're familiar with wrestling. You've mentioned Sheik. You've mentioned so what are you familiar with? How familiar are you with wrestling?
It's definitely in like the NWO era.
Oh.
Like WCW. I didn't do WWF at all. That whole one, I still have my Macho Man plush toy from back in the day, the older ones, like the 80s ones. They redid them, I feel like,
Buddies?
Yeah, the Buddies. Yeah, I still got still got that guy.
Nice. I used to DDT those all the time.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Where did you grow up? Like
Sacramento, Northern California.
Because I just assumed South when you said you were a WCW guy, because most people out here were.
But I'm only 33, so I got into like wrestling and like when it was on TV on like TNT
and
N64 kind of that WCW like the NWW
the best and the N64 games are the best wrestling games.
Yeah, by far.
Everybody knows that. No mercy. Anyway, we're gonna play a little game with you. I don't know how. I mean, you're pretty familiar from what I know.
I'm okay.
So this may not go as well as I think, but we're gonna give you a name of a wrestler, and you're gonna guess, improvise what their gimmick is, what they look like.
Okay.
And perhaps their finishing move if you don't know it.
I'm into it.
All right. We're starting at the top. All right. Number one, we got Boogeyman.
Boogeyman. Okay. I like that one. I picture him looking kind of like Goldfinger. Oh, that was him. Okay. Although,
spoiler alert.
I've never seen this guy.
Yeah, buddy. This dude eats worms.
He eats worms. Okay.
He's also missing teeth, as you can see. But yeah, he eats worms. He would put worms in the wrestlers' mouths as well. It wasn't his finisher, but he would do that occasionally just for fun.
That's pretty. I feel like he should have caught on. He's kind of tight.
I mean, he's still
racist,
around,
but he is black, I guess.
Oh, we've got one down the road.
We got you.
We
on
got
that
one in about three. It's my favorite of all time, of course.
I don't even know Boogeyman's actual finisher. Did he have one? Was it the worms?
He's also got like the
what's the clock
the,
for?
Yeah, he's got the
like Flavor Flav.
Flavor Flav's clock. Yeah,
I think it's because the Boogeyman comes at night. You know, he's like, you know, wake you up.
I mean, they kind of have him painted black. I don't know, just to call him Boogeyman.
Yeah, like, everything's pretty bad about it for sure.
Like, he's got these braids
around his. He's got human hair tied around his arms.
All right. So next on the list, this one you're probably familiar with, the Road Warriors.
Yeah, I remember those Tweedledee and Tweedledum.
Yeah, they're both dead. What the hell? We can
yeah,
call
I guess. Do you know what they look like? You remember what they look like?
Yeah, they had the. They look kind of the coolest from like the '80s guys, I thought, with like the faces, and then they had a great Vice one.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's
one guy
right.
went crazy,
that's
right? Right. They're one. They're bouncers, and one guy lost
Ooh,
his fucking mind.
What a yeah. rush!
Yeah, they were all those guys were bouncers at one bar in Minnesota, like Rick Rude, the Road Warriors, Mr. Perfect.
Yeah.
So, like, can you imagine being like a drunk slob? Like, can you roll up on that bar? Like,
guy goes off. Of
yeah, those dudes
rope.
Right there, man.
But they changed like halfway through or some shit, right? That's the guy who went crazy, right?
Yeah, Hawk.
Yeah.
Hawk and that other one's Animal.
The other
which
one
you
got
would
fat.
Think Animal. Yeah.
I mean, fat for them, but I mean, in shape for a comic.
Yeah,
for sure. Who was there? I forget. Was that Ellering?
Yes, that's Precious Paul Ellering. He was the guy who looked the worst in the documentary. Like, he's like, Jesus Christ, this guy looks awful. But he's probably the only guy alive still. So.
His daughter's wrestling right now in the local indie scene.
I bet she is.
Rachel Ellering. Yeah.
I bet she's.
Next on the list, you probably know also, Bam Bam Bigelow.
Yeah, wasn't he? Was Bam Bam Bigelow with the two? There's a white guy and a black guy? No. Remember there were two brothers?
I don't know what tag
oh,
team that
you're talking
was.
About the Dudley Boys.
The Dudley Boys. Yeah.
That was, yeah. I always did find that funny.
Yeah.
That was great.
Like, was so how about, so no Bam
Bam. Bam Bigelow. I would go like fatter 80s guy, shirtless, bald head, little face paint, right?
Damn.
Close.
And you don't know who he is?
I think I might remember. Oh, okay. He was really fat. Like, he was a fat wrestler, right?
He was a big guy. He was a big boy.
Like, you know, there's like the buff ones. The fat
yeah,
ones.
He definitely was not the buff, but strong
as yeah, that guy.
The head tattoo, man. That's the iconic look. That's I fucking love that, dude.
Does he remind you of any? Never mind. I'll ask
any
you
comics?
Off air.
I know.
A few.
Not necessarily male.
Like, he looks like everyone who roast battles now.
I don't know what that show is.
So I'm guessing he's from like Temecula, and he's going to call someone.
I got a shout out, by the way, Young Rock, the TV show. Nice. The guy that they cast as Bam Bam is exactly, it's like a
really?
It's the same face.
Well, he
it's
definitely
insane.
Looks like.
There's a lot of people that look
like
that.
Yeah, I got like multiple cousins who look like that.
I mean, he's like fat in shape, though. Like,
yeah, dude used to fly, dude. He would jump from the top rope and do crazy shit. His finisher, what do you think his finisher was? Do you remember?
The Bam Bam Bigel. No, I don't know. It's like the flying Mad Dog or something.
He would jump from the top rope and then hit you with a headbutt.
Like, I do love headbutts.
He would just fucking smash his...
Headbutts are always the funnest one.
Smash his head on you.
No wonder these guys are all dead from CTE.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Plus, he had like the old school head tattoo. No one had that.
Yeah.
Now it's like a barber would have that.
Right.
All right. Next up, Akeem.
This is my favorite one.
Was he kind of like a black Rikishi?
You might say that.
Is he kind of like...
Not originally.
If I said Akeem, I would picture him in like a grass... Like the grass kind of sumo girdle.
That's Kamala.
Oh, I'm thinking of Kamala.
Yeah.
I don't
That's
know.
Kamala.
Oh, yeah, you are thinking of Kamala.
Yeah. So let's show you who
he is. Oh, yeah, this is the...
Oh, Lord. That's pretty great, though.
This was...
I like that he has the fist up.
Well, this is the one-man gang originally. So it's a very Bam Bam Bigelow-like character, and then they turned him black.
He's black, by the way.
Oh, he's black.
If you didn't realize.
I thought he was like Saudi.
You can't show his vignette, right? Because it's or his debut. Can
it's
you show
dance,
that?
The dance? Is there a
it's
YouTube?
It's the most racist debut of a new wrestler.
I mean, we could
ever.
Probably, it's probably
I
that
up,
right there.
I can't imagine it's
They show him in an alley dancing with Slick, the manager, who's black, and like it's beyond racism, even for me. Just click on that, just that one right there. Like
I remember the cops.
Yeah, Big Boss Man.
That was Big Boss Man. Yep.
I like Big Boss. Was Bigelow ever a cop? No, was there a guy who looked like Big? Well, they all got a lot of them look like Bigelow.
Yeah, big fat boys with beards. I mean,
yeah,
like me.
Yeah.
Machine Gun Kelly is a playable character in WWE 2K22.
Because who asked for that?
No, I don't. Nobody.
We did not.
Boy, Machine Gun Kelly probably asked for that. That's probably what happened. He's like, I want to be in the game.
Hey, do you know Pete Davidson fired his manager and hired Kardashian mom?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what a couple people just told me. That's pretty smart. That's you can make a lot of
money. I mean, they do make money.
That's a smart one to make.
What is happening here tonight? We're mediating Delta Syphilis, brother. I'm telling you that tonight there's going to be a transformation that's going to take place. Wait a minute. You've been beating around the horse.
Look at the dancers with the sneakers.
Man, I'm telling you.
Oh, my God.
A world of professional wrestling.
Wrestling.
Let's keep everybody in suspense. Make it happen, Slick. Behold! Behold!
Oh! Where did you hear him talk?
Wait a minute, Slick. Wait a minute. 430, 450, but I recognize this man as the one-man gang. No. This is Akeem.
What's the face?
How could you ever refer to him as the one-man gang again? Wait a minute, one-man gang? You think I just got off the... Did you hear me, thick-headed fool? From now on, I will be known as Akeem. I'm reborn tonight, the greatest guy in history. I didn't just get off the front of fuck. I know better.
What was Mitzi designing characters back then?
How is this on their network page?
Well, the saddest thing is he does autograph conventions, and he now he's like 70. He dresses up like that now at 70. He goes, you know, my brother.
I feel like if you're 70, you're allowed to do that.
I guess.
Someone's ever like, yeah, my uncle's a little racist. You're like, ah, everyone's uncle's a little racist. You're like, ah, mine's actually Akeem.
Maybe Tommy did that character.
Yeah, I could see that.
Well, I mean, pushing it. Have a white guy act black, see?
All right, next up on the list, we got Val Venus. Do you remember a Val Venus?
Val Venus to me would be some sort of like, you know, the Green Man or Charlie, but it's like some sort of like woman in a svelte silver bodysuit.
Oh, so like an alien, like spacey,
yeah,
space
with no
Venus
eyes kind of thing. Huge tits. Cool. Yeah.
Oh, I like that part.
Yeah, that's Val Venus.
No, I didn't get that at all.
You were a little off, but that
looks speaking like... of perverts, the dude would come out in a little towel and then like shake his ass and like, hello, ladies. That was the whole thing.
He was a Vegas porn star.
He was with Chris Jericho?
He probably wrestled him.
Well, I mean, I think they were just making fun of him. That's Jericho and Christian, actually.
And that's also
Spike Dudley,
who was the
Dudley
third
boys.
Dudley
yeah, they added
brother.
A third to the black guy.
Oh, really? And he was a tiny little white trash guy from Michigan?
Dude, they would just toss him around. Oh, my God.
And he could take the biggest bumps.
Oh, yeah.
Can we play, can we play clips on here or no?
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah, he would do this little sexy dance in the middle of the ring and take his towel off and, like, put it in between his legs with that number.
And he'd, like,
just beat the shit out of him?
Yeah. Well, no, he would fuck people.
Really? He feels like a guy would just get beat up.
Nah, he was like a star back then because they were doing their racy shit. It was all sexy. They would have bra and panties matches. He had a match in, like, a bed. Look at, oh, all right, there's tits right there. Who's that? Is that Jenna Jameson?
Oh, see? He was with Goldust.
He was.
That was Terry. Yeah, he did a whole thing with Terry.
That's right. That's right, with Terry Reynolds. Wow.
Well, Goldust always wasn't fat and weird looking like that, right? Wasn't it like a gold-headed guy?
No.
He's wearing a wig. I mean, that's kind of how he debuted.
Oh.
Way more androgynous when he first debuted.
And then they turned him into like a homoerotic.
Yeah.
Like. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he was a gimp. He was like a gold gimp.
Yeah.
That would suck, man, if you're like, hey, you're going to get your character. And you walk in and you're like, fuck, why is there a wig in here? And then there's like a gold bodysuit. You're like, fuck, they're not gonna make me wear this. This is my enemy.
Because he's like a legit good wrestler. And like
legendary family. His dad is Dusty Rhodes.
Oh, and the other Rhodes guy too,
yeah,
right?
Cody Rhodes.
Cody Rhodes.
That's his, Didn't he just break his leg? He broke
that was his dad. Dusty Rhodes wasn't Cody Rhodes'
dad. Dusty Rhodes is the dad, but yeah, yeah, oh. I had that back. Cody Rhodes is his dad. Yeah, Cody broke his pec, tore his pec.
Yeah, he's supposed to be like the new
John doesn't
face.
Think he has anything. He thinks
John
he's at home jerking off,
work.
Like, yeah, like
screw him over because the AEW.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I think he's legit hurt, but whatever.
I mean, that looks pretty real to me. You've seen torn pecs, right?
Oh, that's no, that's CGI.
No, that's he came out on
I mean,
TV
that
like
might
that.
Be, John picked a video game.
Yeah,
caption.
That's a video game thing. He looks like a CGI. Damn, no, that looks. That happened during the match?
No, he came out like
he
that.
He came out and wrestled like that. I mean, it's pretty impressive. Yeah, you're picking
why
all
they,
the cartoon
why
pictures.
Are they
get out of
it
town.
From the internet. Like I, the first 50 picks are all from the video game. I don't see.
Is that really? They already put that in the video game?
Yeah, somebody made it.
To build a character.
Didn't take very long. But yeah, he came out torn pec because he had made commitment to, you know, be there. But
because he was supposed to be the guy now, right?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But now John thinks he's intentionally losing his momentum at home.
So he can go back to AEW or something?
I don't know, dude. I don't know. I don't know what the plan is. Hopefully he comes back soon. Anyway, moving on. Let's move on from Cody Rhodes. Let's do Luna Vachon.
Luna Vachon. I think like a 5'3 Puerto Rican woman.
Kim Congdon?
Yes. Oh! Very Kim Congdon-esque. Well, she's got like long nails.
I think
some
that,
sort
like,
of purse of justice.
Rosie Perez and yeah. White Men Can't Jump.
Yes, Rosie Perez. Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty close. I mean, good Lord, what happened?
It was
good
the
Lord.
80s.
Yeah.
She but she looks like burnt in that one.
No.
The middle one looks burnt.
Yeah, just lighting, bad lighting. She's got that weird makeup, too, that she does, like the veins, but that's a tough-looking woman. Look at that.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck with her.
Hey, you know who was the first Playboy I ever saw? China.
No way.
Yeah.
First
yeah,
Playboy you ever
tits.
Saw?
Yeah, yeah, wow. Yeah.
But I saw her porno.
Wait, what? I never watched that. But the
yeah,
Playboy,
right.
What era of China was it? Because she went through some transformations.
Oh, she's pretty good in the Playboy.
Yeah,
one.
She looks okay. She's
okay. Because she started
tits.
Off like really, like no tits.
Oh, really? Yeah, she had rock hard, huge tits. Yeah,
okay. Big baloney
pants. Oh, there we go. Yeah, that
oh,
was.
Oh, oh, oh. Can you, wait, can we show the one where she's naked?
Yeah, why
I mean,
not?
Nobody's seeing this.
Okay. Oh, okay. Then can you put that shit. One up? I mean, no, the other one.
I mean,
the one in the. Yeah, yeah. I mean. Yeah. I've certainly fucked worse.
I believe you.
All right.
Anyway.
All right, I'm going to get out
come
of
on,
here.
Fury we knows all of them.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I haven't had any Chinas, but... Oh, good God.
That's... Is that my ex?
That.
Oh, well.
Is that... Oh, I'm not going to say anything. I don't know. I want to talk so much shit.
I know.
So fun.
That's someone who looks like they're upstairs right now.
Yeah, they signed up for... The fourth wall mic earlier.
Fourth wall. Now we're doing deep dives. I'll be at third wheel in about 6 hours.
Oh, no. All right. We want to skip that one since you kind of gave it.
Okay. Just go. Let's see
right.
What it sounds.
All right. Here we go. Dewdrop.
Do a drum?
No. The name is.
Oh, I don't even know this one.
Dewdrop.
I think she's kind of going to look like the girl we just saw. some sort of like.
Is that what you picture when you hear the name Dewdrop?
Dewdrop, I once again picture a female wrestler, something almost like a human water balloon. Like thick on the bottom, kind of thin on top.
That's probably exactly what Creative was thinking when they came up with that name. Because, yeah. I mean.
Oh, okay, it was her. All right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
they nailed it.
I think she did roast battle.
She battled Bam Bam Bigelow. Right.
I feel terrible now that I don't remember her actual, like, her previous name.
Nevins.
Nevin?
Something Nevin.
Oh, my God.
She yeah. still fight? Is she popular?
Piper Nevin.
Yeah.
Piper Nevin used to be her name when she was an independent wrestler.
She got married?
She got... handsome dude. They got a nice dog. She signed to WWE and they changed her name to Dewdrop. And it's just... It just has that wave of Akeem of like just tone deaf. Like, oh, yeah, go ahead,
let's
call her a fucking water balloon.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just call her water balloon?
Yeah.
Just call her fat.
I mean, they nailed it out of everybody on this thing. I was exactly like,
yeah,
this is
especially
human
with
water
the
bottle.
Blue outfit. My,
I mean, the green one.
But I like that. You know, all these girls like Charlotte and Alexa Bliss, they're all ripped and beautiful. Like, it's going to have a.
Well, I mean,
you know,
this looks like the wife of every WWE fan.
Right. Oh, for big time. Wait, he's a WWE fan. Come on.
I've never seen your wife.
No, she doesn't look like that. But I will say, yeah, you know, she's actually a really good wrestler, though. She, like, kicks ass in the ring. So good on her.
Really? That's tight.
Yeah, yeah. Good on her. Independence. Now she's not doing shit with WWE. I don't really know what's happening. But anyway, finally, we've got...
I want you to, like, really think about this one.
Eugene...
One word, Eugene.
Eugene.
Okay, I'm going. Older Jewish man. I'm pushing 50, 55.
Oh,
it's maybe
New
known
York,
as the
New
cobbler.
New York or New Jersey?
Yeah, like New York. He's like got a shoe with a spike, and he's kind of Eugene the cobbler.
I mean, you know, visually you're not far off.
Let's see where we
wait,
go.
Wait, before we do that, I'm going to have our executive assistant give her prediction on you.
Oh, yes, I please.
We have an assistant on this show?
Apparently.
We do now. This is Sophie.
Show's blowing up,
the
fellas.
Wrestler Eugene, what do you imagine they look like and what do you think their gimmick is?
A Russian man? Eugene sounds kind of Russian.
That would be
Russian.
Evgeny.
Afghani?
Okay, she's just screaming out nationalities.
Okay. All right. Like a handlebar mustache.
Nice.
Am I right?
No, I have no idea.
Handlebar mustache, toupee, I think. What's that?
Toupee. Handlebar mustache and toupee.
Get a wonky hairline.
She's really going hard on the Russian.
Yeah.
Okay.
Does he drink vodka?
Like, smells like cabbage. I'm like, we don't know what they smell like.
WWE Eugene.
Hey! Kind of not bad a combo of what we both were picturing. Was he like a special ed kid?
Yes.
Yes, oh. Dude.
He was Eric Bischoff's...
Hello, my name's Eugene.
...retarded cousin.
He's not making that up.
No,
that's
no.
How
that
it was presented
his gimmick.
On the show.
Like, he would do promos like...
It was really bad, and he didn't have. All he did was imitate his favorite wrestlers' finishers and like their things. And
yeah,
thing.
But like you said with Goldust, he in real life is an amazing wrestler.
Yeah,
but you know this is how he got work.
Money, man, you gotta get that money, get that bag, Eugene.
Pretty fun. Can you ever wrestle with him on any video games?
Sure,
oh God,
I'm sure
so
he's
funny.
On the new game.
Downloadable content.
Yeah, you could probably get him on the custom created character.
You're never going to see this guy again. It's 2022. They're not going to have a.
Dude, don't ever say never.
I guarantee you, it's in the community download, page. Yeah.
On
right
the community
now.
Page of like the basketball 2K, you can get where like the jerseys are just a woman spreading her butthole.
I love
and
it.
Like the, you got like Chris Paul playing basketball, and each guy is just like a butthole in the back as they're playing. It's pretty wild.
Oh God! I mean,
oh
this
shit!
What he looks like this is what he looks like.
Looks good.
As a normal human being.
He could still wrestle.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, it's bad. It was bad.
Well, I was at the WrestleMania when...
he won a belt?
Yeah, he was legit.
No, he didn't win a belt. Did he win a belt?
He might have won a tag team.
Is that with Regal?
I think he made a belt in Craft Class.
Yeah.
Is that with Regal?
I think he did have a title.
Oh, my God. I missed this whole era then. Because...
Oh, I think he was Rhino at the time. Is that his? Is that
no.
his name? Oh.
No. Rhino's a way bigger dude with no neck. He's just like.
That's a good one.
Yeah. Regal. My goodness. This dude's still going. He's not wrestling, though. He's on TV, though. Are we going to watch a clip?
Wait, can you get the one where.
So that was those are the French guys.
Oh, there he is.
Oh, this was like. Oh, 10 years. Yeah, 15 years ago.
Right by your side. Thank you.
Can you get the...
Oh, is he about to be killed? Is this how he's killed?
Yeah. No, this is his debut.
Oh, it's his debut.
Only his self-esteem at this point.
Oh, man. I was not watching wrestling during this time.
That's scary. Eugene's raw debut. Eugene for president
Oh, okay.
He's disgusted. Oh, oh, come on.
Come on. Jerry Lawler giving no fucks.
Now, here's my question. Have they ever had, like, a...
Look at the crowd, though. They were into it. They have signage, signs up. He's like Rain Man, but with wrestling.
And the crowd, I remember the crowd goes nuts.
How's the other guy keep a straight face?
Yep, the crowd goes nuts.
Good God.
Yay!
Yeah, it was bad. It was very bad.
Oh, boy.
Have they ever had, like, a high-functioning autistic person in the ring? I feel like that, they're missing really something right there.
Well, Meyerowitz.
Autistic Thunder has not been.
Battle, jumps up and down.
Autistic Thunder.
Battle. Oh. Do inside baseball.
No, have they not had to? I feel like that would be a good thing to do.
Yeah,
some
probably.
Guy. They could probably get him in there. No,
yeah, no, but oh, okay. Probably not. No. It get canceled. I would assume pretty soon. Pretty
I was
quickly.
Watching Love on the Spectrum today, and my girlfriend said that she thought it would be okay to date someone.
Oh,
so if I could date him, he'd probably wrestle.
Okay, all right,
yeah, it's possible. Do you remember when they had him at WrestleMania and the Arab guy, Muhammad Hassan?
Did
the throat cutting thing, and then Hulk Hogan came out and saved him. It's out of control.
We're going to have to get through that in one episode also. We're going to have to digest all of the Middle Eastern hate that the WWE has done. Like, they're all villains.
But it was just...
Punjabi prison match makes me laugh every single time.
There used to be a Punjabi prison match. What do you think happens in a Punjabi prison match?
There's a tiger. All right, bamboo.
Lots of bamboo.
Lots of bamboo, some sort of tiger circling the ring, and there's got like a nose ring.
There's dudes
somebody.
With like blow darts like yeah. in the corners of this.
The crazy thing is you know Vince McMahon pitched tigers to somebody.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were like, we cannot have a live tiger, Vince.
Can you imagine the ideas that didn't get through?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway, well, Steve, dude, thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me on the podcast, fellas. Appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
Follow this man.
Tell people where to follow you.
At Scuba Steve Fury. Scuba like you're diving. S-C-U-B-A Steve F-U-R-E-Y.
Yep.
He's one of the best. I don't like a lot of comics in this business. He's legit.
Thank you, buddy. Big fan of yours. Always enjoy bringing you up in the main room.
Dude. You're a killer too. Like every time I got to follow you, it's like, oh fuck, I might have to do some non-wrestling jokes.
I'm pretty good. All right, nice to meet you, buddy.
Check out his podcast too, World on Drugs with Steve Fury. Also catch him on Castillo's thing, Peaked. So anyway, I'm Eddie Torres. Go to at RRBG Podcast to follow my stuff.
I'm Jeff Ross. You can find me. Never mind where you can find me. Earl Skakel.
Out of
control, dude. I mean, I'm the bad guy. Earl Skakel everywhere. I'm not going to spell it for you because you're probably not going to follow me if I give you the right spelling anyway.
Mm.
Assholes.
Full heel turn.